There's so many great stories when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. So many stories that we're able to share with each other as a source of inspiration. But perhaps the best one I've ever heard is one I heard tonight from Rabbi Shlomo Hachberg, the Rabbi Emeritus of the Young Israel Jamaica States. There once was a father who was struggling with his child. And he turned to his daughter and said, "Listen, I know you need your freedom. I know you need to be able to be out and about. But I'm giving you one rule. And that rule is that you need to be home by midnight." Daughter heard it. I'm sure she groaned and moaned. "It's not fair, blah, blah, blah." But in the end, she accepted it and said, "Okay, I'll be out, but I'm going to be home every night by midnight." First night, she was home by midnight. Second night, she was home by midnight. Third night, she was home at 12:05. Of course, the parents embraced her and brought her back into the house. But a few nights later, she showed up really late. And when she came in, the father said to her, "I'm telling you, we had a deal. You need to be home by 12 o'clock. If you're not home by 12 o'clock tomorrow night, I can't let you in." So the following night, the father is waiting. 12 o'clock comes and goes. Daughter's still not home. Finally, at around 2:30 in the morning, the daughter shows up. Father, sitting on the couch waiting and waiting and waiting, finally sees the daughter there. He hears the knock on the door because he's locked it and she can't get into the house. And finally, the father comes out, brings her a meal and his gemara. When it's over, the daughter looks at him and says, "Why? I don't understand. What did you do?" And he says to her, "I knew you must be hungry. And you're probably not in a great state. So here, have some dinner." So she eats. And she looks at him and says, "Okay, Abba, I get it. But why did you bring out your Gemara? Are we going to try to learn together? Is that your plan here?" He goes, "No." He goes, "I can't let you into the house because I gave you my word. He goes, "But I wouldn't leave you outside. I'm going to stay with you tonight. You can sleep. While you're sleeping, I'm going to learn." And the daughter falls asleep on a chair in front of the house, the father watching so very carefully. When she wakes up in the morning, her father is still there, looking out for her and looking out towards her. He goes to her, "Now you can come into the house. It's the morning." And she goes in. But she's not the same kid that came home at 2 o'clock the night before. See, because what she's recognized is her father loves her. If perhaps there's one lesson that we could take from the Yemei Elul is that we've been late. And we've shown up sometimes and it's late at night. And Hashem can't let us in. Our Father, our King, says, "You've betrayed my trust." But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that to us, He stays outside with us. He feeds us. He tends to us. He cares for us. He sits there waiting until we come back in. I share this story because I think that is so much the message of Elul. We've estranged ourselves in our relationships with man and our fellow man. We've estranged ourselves in a relationship with God. But along comes Elul and says, "Dear Shua Hashem, Behimatso Hashem is there." He's waiting. He's hoping. He wants to see us back. It's my hope and my prayer that over the next few days as we're watching Elul come to a close, we remember that. Remember the message that Hashem is that Father that says, "I can't let you in. Because that wouldn't be right and I wouldn't keep my word. But I'll never drive you away and I'll always be there with you."